Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 23, eMalahleni 19, Rustenburg 25 degrees.
An accident, unfortunately, in Kempton Park, the R21 North, that is before Voortrek Road. A truck accident. This one happened near Heidelberg Interchange. It's on the N3 North.
Basic Education Minister Siviwe Khwakhube says the department is aware of the leaked matric results being sold on a website called EduMarks. Khwakhube was speaking this morning at the ministerial breakfast with top achievers in Johannesburg.
The reason why we have not been able to speak about the matter for the last 48 hours is because the hawks have indicated that their investigation is at an advanced stage, and therefore it became too sensitive for us to be able to divulge. However, I am aware that we do owe you an explanation.
She adds that the leak has not compromised the integrity of the results in any way. Now, just a reminder to Gauteng matriculants, you'll be able to access results privately through a new Matric Results app. The platform launched by the provincial government allows learners to view their results on their devices. Here's the Department of e-Government spokesperson, Neo Koba.
This initiative is part of Gauteng's ongoing commitment to use technology to enhance the quality of education to millions of learners. With the Matric Exam app, learners, parents and educators now have immediate access to matriculation examination results. The app is designed to be user-friendly.
Matriculants can also collect the results at school tomorrow. A 32-year-old suspect has been arrested in connection with the killing of 8 people at a liquor outlet in Pinar in Mpumalanga. 6 people died on the scene and 2 other victims, a man and a woman, succumbed to their injuries in hospital on Saturday. Police spokesperson Jabung Domani says the suspect was found with a firearm worth 13 live ammunitions.
The suspect is expected to appear in court soon. The acting provincial commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Major General Dr. Zef Mkhwanazi, has been belated following this breakthrough, and the investigation by the team continues.
To the Western Cape now, where Acting National Police Commissioner Thabelo Motsekile says maximum security and resources have been deployed to find the suspects responsible for the murder of a police constable in Mfuleni. The incident occurred yesterday. Yanda Moyikwa was killed while on his way to work. Motsekile says he was robbed of his wallet and cell phone.
I have received a confirmation from the provincial head of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation that the work has started and they will continue to do so. The member that we have lost was to celebrate his 33rd birthday coming Friday, as well as the birthday of his 2-year-old daughter.
And finally, all 6 South African dollar billionaires increased their fortunes in 2024. This is according to Forbes' real-time billionaire list, which only includes people whose net worth is more than 19 billion rand. The luxury goods magnate and Remgro chairperson Jan Rupert and his family, and diamond and mining giant Nico Oppenheimer and his family, both added over 1 billion rand to their fortunes. I'm Chanel September Netvidi with Neste Eerdie. Minister van Basiese Onderwijs, Siviwe Khwakhube, sê die departement is bewus van matriek uitsla wat op 'n webwerk genaamd EduMarks verkoop word.
En baie dankie. Miley Cyrus op pad, Shawn Mendes, Adele, en Diana, wat jy so baie van hou, van Shaboozy, the boss song.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and who you say I was yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far.